Gregory Wrightstone, a professional geologist, has written this book to help those deluded by climate madness to recover their senses and to help those not yet deluded to remain sane. The alleged climate emergency has no more substance than the witch emergency in Salem, Massachusetts, more than 300 years ago. Evil as the witch trials were, climate madness has the potential to do much more harm. It can impoverish or destroy the lives of billions of people, not just a few dozen innocents framed as witches. Paradoxically, the best educated and most prosperous members of the developed world have been the most thoroughly deluded about climate. This is not unprecedented. Over half of the judges of the Salem witch trials had attended Harvard University. Most were prosperous businessmen, similar to the elites who attended the 2023 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. There, Harvard graduate, former United States Senator, and Vice President Al Gore said, "We're still putting 162 million tons of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere every single day, and the accumulated amount is now trapping as much extra heat as would be released by 600,000 Hiroshima-class atomic bombs exploding every single day on the Earth. That's what's boiling the oceans, creating these atmospheric rivers and the rain bombs, and sucking the moisture out of the land, and creating the droughts, and melting the ice, and raising the sea level, and causing these waves of climate refugees." Wow. Boiling oceans. Rain bombs. Who would have thought? At the same discussion, U.S. climate czar and Yale graduate John Kerry chimed in. "When you start to think about it, it's pretty extraordinary that we, a select group of human beings because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about saving the planet." It is tough saving the planet when those who are not in the Davos select group of human beings keep contradicting the narrative of boiling oceans, rain bombs, etc., with true facts, like those outlined in Mr. Wrightstone's first book on climate, Inconvenient Facts. Alexander Pope put his finger on one of the more excusable sources of climate delusion with his famous quatrain, "A little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep, or taste not the Pierian spring. There shallow draughts intoxicate the brain, and drinking largely sobers us again." Gregory Wrightstone's new book, A Very Convenient Warming, will remedy the little learning that has intoxicated so many well-meaning people. The book is full of accurate, well-illustrated, and well-referenced facts. The eloquent testimony of Earth's geological history is particularly prominent in keeping with the author's profession. However, the amount of information about the physics, chemistry, and biology of Earth's climate is plentiful and easily understandable for a non-scientist. Carbon dioxide concentrations are slowly growing from near-famine pre-industrial values toward the levels that are optimum for plant growth and that have prevailed over most of the geological history of higher life forms. The modest warming anticipated from increasing concentrations of greenhouse gases will be benign. In fact, more carbon dioxide will bring huge benefits to agriculture, forestry, and life in general. Gregory Wrightstone has dedicated his book to my grandchildren, Chloe Choi, Isaiah Michael, and Hannah Rose, in the hope that they will grow up in a rational world. The dedication is very appropriate. Innocent children are trusting of adults. This makes them easy prey for fanatics. Unscrupulous climate alarmists have terrified children with lurid tales about a non-existent climate crisis. Today's children are urged to ferret out enemies of the planet in much the same way that the children of Salem were encouraged to testify about witches consorting with